It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. I don't know about you, but we hope that your week is off to an incredible start. And you know, every single morning, we remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. And yesterday, we had one of the most poignant calls probably we've ever had from Reverend Tenney, who is a bus driver, who just really laid his heart out on the line about why we all need to be so mindful about helping our bus drivers get our kids to school safe. And so if that doesn't move you, then I don't know what will. But you know what? We're going to continue to remind you every single morning that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. They open back up again at 2 p.m. So we encourage you every single morning to give yourself enough time to get there safely. Slow down through those school zones. And please watch out for kids who are walking to school, who are standing at bus stops, and who are crossing crosswalks. It's critically important. You know, I was reading about a terrible accident that happened in New York this morning where some tourists or walkers just literally got mowed down by a car, and it's happening. And so that doesn't happen here. It doesn't happen anywhere. Give yourself enough time to get there safely and watch out for yourself and those around you. Hey, you know what? We want to make sure that your morning gets off to the best start, and the only way to do it is to simply slow down, find your center, take a deep breath. I know for some of you, this is your very first week of school and you're still trying to figure it out. Others, we're moving into the second and third week and we don't have it figured out, but we're a little bit more on point. That's no worries. We're all gonna get it. But first of all, we just gotta slow down. Hey everybody, it's Wind Down Wednesday. We've got an incredible show on point, great information that you need to stay on point for. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you
What's on Point. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:45. It's Wind Down Wednesday. And of course, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. And here's how you do it. If you're 55 years old or older, all you've got to do is phone Simlaw Area Agency on Aging. They'll tell you how you can volunteer, and not only volunteer, but get paid to do it. The number to phone is 318-484-2260. Once again, 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. And you know, it's always our mission every single day to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one single conversation at a time. And this morning, we're joined by our great partners and friends from Red River Bank, talking about something that is important to each and every person who is considering being a home buyer. We're joined this morning by Mr. Willie Spears. Mr. Willie, it's been way, way too long. He is really the Senior Vice President and the Community Reinvestment Officer at Red River Bank. And also we're joined by Janice Seastrunk. She is the Vice President and Community Relations Officer at Red River Bank. And this morning we're talking about a very important summit. It's a community reinvestment really project, but it's a summit that Red River Bank has really gone out of its way to birth and to reinvigorate this community. Lady and gentlemen, good morning and welcome back, Janice. Mr. Willie, welcome back from a long, long hiatus from the OPT Network.
Good morning, Claudette. It has been too long.
It has been. And so, but I told Mr. Willie, for those of you who have not seen him in a while, he's sort of, I guess, semi-retired. He is looking so well-rested and fit as a fiddle, and he looks just great. So I guess he looks like new money.
I think I'll leave on that.
So, Mr. Willie, tell us just a little bit about how you and Janice birthed this summit.
This, I guess you could call it a collaborative idea, because Janice and I were trying to think about something that Red River Bank could give to Central Louisiana. Red River Bank's a relatively young bank, mm-hmm. but Central Louisiana has been exceptionally good to Red River Bank, and mm-hmm. we wanted to give something back, something that almost all of the stakeholders in Central Louisiana could benefit mm-hmm. from. And we were just brainstorming one day, and we came up with this idea of an economic development summit, and it would touch all of Central Louisiana. You know, Carlette, no matter how small or how large your communities are, you have similar challenges. Some may be a little larger, some may be a little more complex than others, mm-hmm. but most elected leaders or stakeholders want to improve the quality of life for the citizens in their communities. So we decided to come up with this awesome, awesome affordable housing and economic development summit. Mm-hmm. So that's how the whole idea was birthed.
Absolutely. And so, Janice, for you, I know that, you know, since you've gotten into this position, it has been your goal to make sure that you're doing things that really, and involving Red River Bank in things that are really going to be a game changer and a difference maker in the community. Talk about this project and how critical it is for the community.
Well, you know, it is. It's extremely critical for the community. And I think at Red River Bank is committed to the community. And it's one of the ways that we can give back in a way where we're building capacity. We want to make sure that we're giving people the tools that they need in order to succeed. Mm-hmm. We can't do the projects. There are no financial institutions in this community that can do the projects for the community. But what we can do is give them the tools. Mm-hmm. And so that's why this project, we think, is so excited. When we went to Blake, our president and CEO, and told him that we wanted to do this, he absolutely embraced it mm-hmm. because he gets it. He understands how important economic development is to this community and affordable housing. You know, we've been talking about this morning how those two things go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And so we are just super excited about inviting our stakeholders to our summit. It is on August the 29th.
Okay.
And the summit is going to be held at the Pineville Convention Center, Country Inn and Suites, mm-hmm. on the Monroe Highway, 165. And it's going to be Thursday the 29th. As I said, it's going to start at 7:30 in the morning with registration We're going to start the summit at about 8:15. You know, it's not too late for people to register. They can still go to our website, mm-hmm. which is www.redriverbank.net.
Okay.
And click on the financial tools box, and they can still register. We have a fantastic lineup.
Okay.
And I think what's so exciting about this lineup is, as everybody knows, Mr. Spears has been working in this industry and in this field for a long time. He's a lot of great resources, mm-hmm. and a lot of great connections. And so this lineup really is people that he's worked with in the past, or people that he knows have the capacity to do this work. And so, you know, we came up with this idea. He contacted all these speakers. They were so gracious and so willing to come to mm-hmm. Central Louisiana and be a part of this this summit. The one thing I do want to say before we talk about each of the speakers is I want to tell everybody that this is free. This summit is free and available to our stakeholders in the community, and we want to just encourage people to consider coming. Visit the website. Everything that you need to know about the summit is on the website. But I think it's so important that we have some discussion about the different speakers and some of the topics that we're going to actually talk about.
Absolutely. And, you know, every time we have these conversations, and I think that's so important what you pointed out about Mr. Willie Spears and those people who know him or know of him, is the incredible contacts, Mr. Willie, and that you have made over the years in this business. And we were talking about the Louisiana Housing Corporation, and I always say knowledge is power, but it's only potentially powerful when we have it and when we use it. And I want you to talk about why it's so critically important that people begin to understand home ownership as opposed to renting and never really realizing the American dream of owning a home.
Well, home ownership is really the American dream. And there are so many benefits, direct as well as ancillary benefits, for home ownership. And when you're buying something of your own, if you can look at numerous studies that have been conducted, folk that own their home, they have a tendency to be more interested in maintaining their neighborhoods, investing back into their neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. The children do better in school coming from families that own their own homes. You also, excluding the recent economic downturn, you have an opportunity to build up equity in your homes. And if you've been following the markets, mortgages are increasing, mm-hmm. home sales are increasing. So yeah, but this is an excellent time to purchase a home with the opportunity of building up equity, because we were talking about children going to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point in time, you may have a child that wants to go to college, and it's pretty expensive to send someone to school right mm-hmm. now. So you can use the equity in your home to finance your child's education.
Mm-hmm.
But there's less crime in neighborhoods where you have a high percentage of ownership. There's home ownership. There are just so many benefits. You know, I could sit here and talk about them all morning.
Sure. And one of the things that we were talking about, Mr. Willie, is that what you're seeing by sitting on the board of the Housing Corporation is that people are not really understanding how to tap into the monies to bring that into our communities. And let's talk about the importance of that and what that will bring.
Thank you, Carlette, for mentioning that. I've been on the Louisiana Housing Corporation board now for a little over a year. Some people probably would recognize it as the LHFA, Louisiana Housing and Finance Agency.
Mm-hmm.
The name was changed about a year ago. But anyway, a lot of resources come into LHC, Louisiana Housing Corporation
right.
Board, to be funneled to various parts of the state to facilitate affordable housing. It's the state finance agency. But various types of projects come for approval, for tax credits, for home funds, for other sources of funding to build a project that the person that's going to be occupying it can be proud of, as well as the community.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that has really intrigued me is that when you mention affordable home ownership, some people have a tendency to think one way, but some of the projects I have seen includes not only just affordable, it's a mixed income, mixed use. That's mm-hmm. that's the trend now.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does that mean, really? Mixed income.
That means you can have upper income as well as low income families living together, and that is coupled with light retail, as we were talking earlier, coffee shops, mm-hmm. cleaners, even a farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
barbershops, beauty shops, just a number of things to make it convenient for the residents of that particular project.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to, if you don't mind, just get back to the summit a little.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to tell you all about the summit. We're going to tell you what it's going to consist of. But most importantly, we're going to tell you how you can get on point and be there and get the information that you need. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back with more right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started or you're underway already, it's 8 o'clock. Today, of course, is Wind Down Wednesday. It's August 21st, and this segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, and, of course, our partners and friends at Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking. And as we talk about Red River Bank, we're joined by Mr. Willie Spears from Red River Bank and Janice Seastrunk, and we're talking about an important summit that is coming to our community, the Community Reinvestment, Economic Development, and Affordable Housing Summit. And before we went to break, Mr. Willie, you were just keying in on a couple things, and I just kind of want you to finish up those thoughts,
sure,
you know, so that people can really sort of get an understanding of what's happening in our community.
Absolutely. Carlette, you asked a question, what is mixed income and what is mixed use? Let me give you a good example. When I was living in New Orleans, I sold my home, and I was in the process of moving back to Pineville, but I sold my home faster than I thought I would. I hadn't purchased a home here in Pineville, and I had to move into an apartment building. So I found this apartment complex on Orleans Avenue, and my wife and I decided this is where we wanted to live for about a year until we moved back home. And it was a beautiful property. At that time it was, but at one time it was an old cannery that had been closed for a number of years.
Wow.
It was an eyesore in the community. And Press Kabakoff, who's one of our presenters, developed a project for that property. And he converted it into what I'm referring to as a mixed-income, mixed-use property. It was low- and moderate-income families living with upper-income families in the same complex next door to each other. You would never have known it. That property had amenities such as a swimming pool, a community center, a conference center, a fitness center. We had coffee shops. We had the cleaners, even a farmer's market once a week. So that's an idea of a mixed-income, mixed-use property. It looks like market rate. You'll never know the difference. He also used historic tax credits. That's his specialty. This guy is nationally renowned or internationally renowned for some of the things that he's done in the development field. But that's an excellent example of what a property can become. And that's transforming a neighborhood or transforming a community, if you will, through the resources that are available. Now, it wasn't a simple project because he had to have multiple layers of financing. Historic tax credits, low-income housing tax credits, revenue bonds, Federal Home Loan Bank grants, you just name it. In order to make those projects economically feasible, you have to know where the resources are and how to access them.
And isn't that really, Janice, one of the most important, probably, tools of this summit is helping people to understand how to access this stuff, helping people to understand what it is. And after they understand what it is, how do I get it?
Absolutely. And that's exactly why we decided to put together the summit, is to make sure that people had the tools that they knew that they needed, and that they also knew about the resources that were available. So what we've done is put together a panel of presenters who deal with every aspect of economic development and affordable housing.
Okay.
So that's what we've done. We've started out with a gentleman by the name of Michael Olivier, who is over the Louisiana Committee of 100.
Okay, and tell us what that is.
The Louisiana Committee of 100 is a nonprofit. It's a statewide agency. Primary focus is on economic development. Mike spends a lot of time with business and industry leaders, and it's all about facilitating opportunities for economic growth throughout the state. He's also the former Secretary of Economic Development. I think it was under the Kathleen Blanco administration from 2004 to 2008.
So he's going to be here, Janice.
He is absolutely going to be here. He's going to talk about current and new economic development initiatives.
Okay.
around the state. He's going to talk about economic development success stories, the impact of economic development programs for the state as well as for Central mm-hmm. Louisiana. He's going to talk about what we need to do to become more competitive okay. with other states, because that is exactly the key.
Okay.
We need to get the people here that have the information and the resources and also want to live here in the state of Louisiana. And so we want to make sure that we're competitive. And then right after him, we're going to have Michael Earhart, who is the chairman of the Louisiana Housing Corporation mm-hmm. Board.
Okay.
And, you know, Mr. Spears has been talking about the Louisiana Housing Corporation, but we have the chairman of that board who's going to come. He's going to talk about history and recent reorganization of LHC.
Okay.
As he said, that used to be the Louisiana Housing Finance Agency. Mm-hmm. He's also going to talk about some of the challenges and opportunities that we have for affordable housing in this community as well as around the state. And then he's going to talk about some affordable housing resources that Louisiana Housing Corporation offers okay. and can provide to this community. We're going to take a little break. Then we're going to come back. And I think this is the next topic is the topic I think that I'm most interested in, and a lot of people are really wanting to hear about, and that's tax credits.
Exactly.
And so we have a fantastic attorney who is a bond counselor. His name is Wayne Nayview.
Okay.
And he's with Foley and Judell, and he's going to come and talk to us about tax credits. I had an opportunity to meet this gentleman in Baton Rouge when we were there for an LHC meeting, and he is just a dynamic speaker. And he's also, he knows this stuff, like mm-hmm. the back of his hand. Mm-hmm. He knows it. He understands why it's important to get involved and to use those tax credits. And he's going to talk about the purpose and general overview of low-income housing tax credits. And he's also going to talk about the purpose and general overview of affordable housing revenue bonds. So he's going to get down to the nitty-gritty about tax credits.
Okay. And so as we talk about tax credits, and I don't want to steal too much of what the summit is going to be about, but Mr. Willie, help people understand what they need to understand about tax credits and why they need to be at this summit to get this information.
Well, the tax credits are awarded to each state or the state's financing agency to facilitate affordable housing. Each year, a state receives its award based on the population of that state. I think it's $1.75, somewhere in that neighborhood, per person each year. And if you want to develop a project and you may not have sufficient amount of equity, you apply for the tax credits.
Okay.
And just to kind of a prime on the tax credits are awarded. Let's assume, let me just work with $1 million as an
okay.
example. You need $1 million in equity, you apply for the tax credits. Okay, the tax credits it's not a tax deduction, it's a tax credit. So if we take an organization like Red River Bank,
okay,
Janice is the developer. She has $1 million in tax credits to help her development. LHC has awarded her $1 million, so she needs the equity for our project. So she'll say, well, I have the tax credits. Now what can I do with them? So she'll come to Red River Bank. She'll go to our president, Blake, I have $1 million in tax credits. I need cash equity to go on my project. So Blake will say, well, I got to pay taxes anyway mm-hmm. of $1 million. So how much you want to sell them to me for, Janice? And that's where they negotiate, or you have a syndicator to do that. And say, mm-hmm. look, I think they're going for about 80 cents on a dollar. So she gets $800,000 for equity. Red River Bank gets $1 million tax credit. So
wow.
you see, it's a win-win favorite for the project, for the bank, the mm-hmm. developer. Everybody wins with tax credits. Now, that's not to be confused with historic tax credits. That's another animal completely. But a lot of your projects, if you're doing a historic site, you can use both historic tax credits as well as low-income housing tax credits.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people right now are thinking, okay, I've got an old building or I've got something. How do we figure out if it could be, Janice, a historical, or Mr. Willie, whoever wants to take that, could it be a historical site and how I can get the money for it?
What's the guy's name? If you would come to the summit, we're going to have a gentleman there who's a local person from Alexandria. He's going to pass out a lot of information and be able to answer a lot of questions about historical tax credits.
Okay.
How do you apply for them? How much? What expenses are eligible? Just any question that you uh-huh. might have on historic tax credits.
And that is powerful, because a lot of people are looking to do things, but they really don't understand the logistical aspects of how to get started. And that's why this summit is so critical. So the people who are listening that saying, you know, this is like a plethora of information, who needs to be at this summit, Janice?
Well, I think we designed this summit so that the stakeholders in the community, and when we say stakeholders, we're talking about local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about government entities. We're talking about economic development organizations, community development organizations, and any financial institutions. All of those are partners. If people have property in the idea and this is something that they want to do, this mm-hmm. really is the summit for them.
Mm.
Because the best part, we think, is the best practices panel. And what that is going to be a panel of presenters who are going to talk about how to put together a project from conception to ribbon cutting.
Wow.
And that's what we're most excited about.
Absolutely. That's going to be the anchor for the summit. And just to get back to the speakers, I don't know if Janice mentioned, John Kennedy is going to be our luncheon speaker.
Okay.
And she said it was going to be a free lunch. And then our best practices panel, new market tax credits. I initially said there were two types of tax credits. Actually, mm-hmm. I made a mistake. There are three. New market tax credits. That's mm-hmm. something that you don't hear a lot about. I don't know how many projects have been done here in Central Louisiana. But we have a gentleman that's coming in, Stephen LeBlanc. He has some contact with Central Louisiana. He doesn't live in Central Louisiana, but he heard about the panel, and he wanted to participate. And I actually had an opportunity, his company, Stonehenge Capital out of Baton Rouge, to participate on a program with them in Lake Charles. This has been many years ago. But I was with Hibernia National Bank at the time, and we financed a dealership for a minority dealer in Lake Charles. But in order to make it work, we had to have the new market tax credit. So Stonehenge Capital was there. The gentleman was able to buy a Nissan dealership using new market tax credits. And I heard later he was also offered the opportunity to open the flagship for Nissan Infiniti dealership.
And I
think that was in either Dallas or Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, these things can work. And sometimes I have to explain to people why housing, affordable housing, is economic development, because multiple sources benefit in the community. The banks, the mortgages,
right?
I mean, the building supply people, they have to supply building materials,
right?
The attorneys, the appraisers, you know, it's a domino effect. So it's hard to separate housing from economic development in those terms.
Uh-huh. You know what, I got to take a quick break here, but I don't know if you guys are getting this. We are joined by some of the great minds in this city that have great information that is going to make our city, our economy better, our lives better. And this is such an incredibly important conversation. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to be back. We're going to tell you how you can join the summit. And we're going to give you all the information, plus so much more. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellites. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, y'all remember it is hurricane season. Even though we've not seen the brunt yet, it is. So make sure you're on point with all of your insurance needs with Rosa Fields and her team. And here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Also, J&J Exterminating, they are Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering, I mean, just the most effective pest control services, not only for your home, but for your businesses as well. They cover literally the state. And here's the number that you can phone if you're right here in Alexandria. It's 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. But there's also an 800 number. It's 800-819-5323, which will direct you to any of their other sites. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Our partners and friends at McDonald's in Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us, we're super excited to have our friends and partners in from Red River Bank talking about the Community Reinvestment Economic Development and Affordable Housing Summit. Mr. Willie Spears, who is really, I think, the catalyst for the community reinvestment here in Central Louisiana and at Red River Bank, and also Janice C. Strunk, who's the Vice President and Community Relations Officer. That is a mouthful, but I was saying to them, I love it when people get so excited about what they do. And like you can, Janice, I know this is like your baby, and then you conceive it, and then it grows, mm-hmm. and then you know, now you're going into the birthing, and it's about to happen. So talk about the folks that you wanted people to know that are coming and why they're so critically important to this summit?
Absolutely. We stopped talking about Mr. Navy, who's going to come back and talk about Tex Chris, because that's what everybody gets excited about.
I know.
And so we kind of got
this. It's like after you start saying tax credits, it's like, okay, shut it down. That's all I want to talk about.
We know that's exactly what's going to happen at the summit. You're going to be able to hear a pin drop when he's talking about tax credits, because everybody really wants to understand that and be able to grasp it and use that knowledge and that information. But right after he finishes, we have invited the Louisiana State Treasurer, John Kennedy, to come down. He accepted immediately.
Wow.
Said he'd be glad to come down.
Huh, Janice?
It absolutely is. It's real exciting. He's going to be our keynote speaker during lunch. He's going to talk about current and future economic outlook for the Louisiana Treasury. He's also going to talk about the impact of new and pending legislation. We all want to know what's going on in here and have an idea what's coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to talk about current and future funding for economic development and housing. And I think that's what we know. What we know is that it takes sometimes 18 to 24 months to get these projects going.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what the economic future is going to look like, what tax credits are going to be like as we move forward,
right,
so that people can be preparing for
projects. So what's going to be coming down the pike, in other
Absolutely.
Words?
Absolutely, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then after John Kennedy, we're going to have a representative from the Federal Home Loan Bank of Dallas. Mr. Robert Crutchfield is going to come down. Robert is a senior affordable housing analyst with the Federal Home Loan Bank. Red River Bank is a member of the bank, and he's going to come down and talk about the bank's mission. And really what the Federal Home Loan Bank is the banker's bank.
Wow.
That's where we go
mm-hmm.
for partnerships and for opportunities and for programs. And so he's going to come down and talk about their mission, their membership. He's going to talk about affordable housing programs and grants that are available. And he's also going to talk about economic development programs and grants. And we had the opportunity to get a couple projects and programs funded. And we'll have a press conference about that in the near future. But we're real excited to have him come down because we've actually gone through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came out to be just a wonderful experience. And we were able to help some really great nonprofits get some funding that they needed. So we're real excited
wow.
to have him there. And then, as we talked a little bit earlier, we have the best practices panel that's coming up. And, as Mr. Spears says, we think that's the anchor.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to have Mr. Stephen LeBlanc with Stonehenge Capital. And we're also going to have Mr. Press Kabakoff, that just, everybody knows in this industry knows Mr. Kabakoff. And he's going to talk about low-income housing tax credits, revenue bonds, and historic tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really going to talk about projects, layered funding from beginning to end.
Right.
And
so this is going to be a summit, it sounds like, for people to really get the nuts and bolts of how economic development works, Mr. Willie, and how they can get in and start to make it happen.
Yes, the first part of the day is going to be dedicated to what resources are available and how to access those resources. That evening session is going to be actually how to use them, how to put mm-hmm. them in a project. A lot of times folks will go to workshops and conferences and they hear a lot of information,
mm-hmm.
definitions, and what's available, but they don't actually get an opportunity to see how can I use them.
Right.
Real projects that have actually been done.
Right.
So you're going to get a bit of all of it.
Absolutely. Now, Janice, I want you to really tell people, because we were talking about who's going to be there, who needs to be there,
mm-hmm.
and you talked about our mayors from the Twin Cities, Alexandria and Pineville, are both going to be there, and it's going to be really an exciting event for those local leaders.
Absolutely. We're really excited. We do have our mayors committed to this event. We also have mayors from some of the outlying areas, because we did invite all of Central Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
so we have quite a few municipalities and just towns that are going to be there, because they know how critical this information is, and they're bringing some staff members. So this is just a good opportunity to network. We have a lot of community development organizations in this community who are going to be there. We have a lot of other financial institutions who are going to join us.
Yes.
And so we're thrilled about that. We're just excited about that. We have some local businesses that are going to be there, and we're glad. We're very glad that both of our mayors are committed to this, and that they recognize and see that the whole community wants to get involved.
Absolutely.
And be involved. And so they're committed to being there and being a part of it, because they know this information.
Absolutely.
They're coming because they want to be a part of all the people that are going to be there and be good resources.
And Mr. Willie, you said something really critical. You said, you know, when we talk about economic development, and we may have been on a break, but, you know, we talked about, you know, revitalizing our downtown area right here in Alexandria. And for those mayors that are wanting to do things in their city, how important is it for them to know about this information?
It's very important for them to know, because I'm sure they spend a lot of time talking about economic development projects, talking about housing needs. You know, they have done, a lot of these organizations have done five-year plans and population growth, you know, what's available. As you go out and you are courting business and industry to come to your town, they have these, if they don't have their own site selection department, they will contract with someone to come to the city to take a look around to see what's available. They want to know what kind of housing stock is available. How old is the housing stock? What's the affordability level of the housing stock? So that's, again, another example of economic development and housing working together.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have enough housing on the market for that folk that will be transferring in, or the people they're going to hire, then you have a real problem.
Right.
So here are some opportunities for you to address those challenges.
And, you know, I think that this is such an incredible summit, Janice, and I don't really think that people understand the depth, just from this conversation, that this summit will encompass, and what it has taken for you and Mr. Willie and the Red River family to put this event on. I mean, this is big.
It is. We've been planning this for probably about 9 months, nine or 10 months. We've been planning and organizing and trying to get just the right people together in the right venue with the right, you know, invited. We want to make sure that we invited the right people to be there, had the right speakers. I mean, it's just taken us a while. The entire Red River Bank family has just embraced this idea and this concept. Everybody's excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
We just think it's a good opportunity.
And also, Janice, We failed to mention that the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, GATA, PLETA, all of those organizations that have a mission for economic development have endorsed this summit.
Wow. And so it's important, Janice, for people that are listening to know that it is absolutely 100% free.
It is.
That's the first thing.
That is. I think when we talked to our executive team about the summit, that was one of the things that they said. They wanted to make sure that everybody that wanted to come could be there. The intention was not at all to make a profit off of this. It was to reinvest in the community and build some capacity. You know, we were talking a little while ago about mayors and municipalities and the government entities. They want to partner with local folks to do the work. They don't want to keep having to find somebody that's living in another state
and bring them in
to do the work. They want to find local partnerships. And so this is an opportunity for Red River Bank to reinvest in the community and build some capacity.
And so we've talked about, Mr. Willie, the municipalities. We've talked about the mayors. We've talked about, you know, the developers and business people. What about just the regular layperson?
I think there's some information that a regular layperson might be interested in hearing. When a project comes to LHC, Louisiana Housing Corporation, for funding, one of the requirements is that they have to talk to people in the community. You know, you develop your project, and here's what I want to do, but you need input and feedback from the community as well. If you get negative feedback and negative input from the community, 9 times out of 10, your project isn't going to be successful. So they need to understand how these things work as well.
And we say it all the time, knowledge is power. But before we've got to let you guys go, Mr. Willie, what do you think is the most important thing that you expect will come from this summit?
I expect to see more economic development affordable housing projects come to the LHC board from Central and North Louisiana. The years ago when I was in New Orleans, if I have enough time.
Sure you do.
I was asked by the mayor to serve on a committee to apply for an enterprise zone application. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of people, most of them smarter than I was, on that committee. And we put together what we thought was an excellent application. It looked like a Sears Roebuck catalog. We even had a consultant to take a look at it. We approached it from every angle you could possibly think of, from education, economic crime, the whole works. And we sent our application in, and we were anxiously awaiting the yes. Uh-huh. So one day we got a call from the mayor, and he said, we got a response back. And he said, it's not what you guys wanted. And he said, it's no. They did not accept our application. And, of course, we were all disappointed. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to know why. And one of the things that we discovered was that the communities that did get a yes were the communities that joined hands. They had a regional approach. Mm-hmm. We had a city approach. And that's why Janice and I have talked about Central Louisiana. And, you know, Alexandria is the hub. But if you go back to the old wheel concept,
right.
In order to have a good wheel, mm-hmm. you've got to have a strong hub as well as strong spokes. And outlying communities, the strong spokes. And Alexandria is the hub. So that's what we're trying to do, is to build a strong wheel.
Wow, that's powerful. And for you, Janice, what are you hoping to see from this? Because I know you've put a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this. What do you hope to see?
I think my hope for the summit is that I know that there are some people in this community who have great ideas mm-hmm. and have the desire to do something, and they even may have a vision for it.
Right.
And my hope is that during this summit, they'll meet partners who then can help them bring that to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have a lot of people who have some ideas and may have never spoken those ideas out loud, or they may have talked about it with a couple people and really not sure how to make it happen.
That's powerful.
They may have, you know, a couple acres and they really want to do a project on it, but they don't know how to do that. Well, if we bring those people together with the developers, together with the people who have the information about the tax credits,
right.
you know, together with the nonprofits who can get the people to move into the projects, I mean, into the properties, then we can, you know, really have some serious economic development and community development and affordable housing projects in this community. So my hope is just those connections, that mm-hmm. networking, mm-hmm. Those people coming together.
Absolutely. And so tell people, once again, how they can sign up for the summit.
Okay. The summit is on August the 29th. You can still register at www.redriverbank.net. Mm-hmm. On the homepage, there is a toolbox. Click on the toolbox. It's going to take you to our financial seminars, and our economic summit is there. Quick and easy to fill out. It just requires a little bit of information. We really just need to have people registered so we know how many people to expect, and we want to be absolutely prepared. We mm-hmm. want to create a comfortable environment for everybody to learn and network and just have a great summit.
And not only that, there's going to be food. So you need it's going to be free food. It's a free summit.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, the information is going to be a rich and voluminous, I guess, amount of information that people can go back and take into their communities, take back to their cities and wherever they are to grow and to continue to grow, like we're all really wanting to see every community in Absolutely. Central and North Louisiana and Absolutely. Surrounding areas. We want to thank you guys so much. Mr. Willie, it was great to see you. Mr. Willie Spears, who's the Senior Vice President and Community Reinvestment Officer at Red River Bank. Janice C. Strunk, who's the Vice President and Community Relations Officer at Red River Bank. The summit, August the 29th. Go to their website, www.redriver.net, redriverbank.net, and sign up. Is there a phone number, Janice, before we got to go? Go to the website, and we'll be blasting that out. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. All right, we're going to take a break with more right after this.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, they still have free mammograms. They are free. If you're 40 years old, 40 years old or older, doesn't matter if you've had a mammogram, if you hadn't had one, well, this is your opportunity. No more excuses. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. She'll tell you exactly what you need to do. It's so simple. And then she'll schedule you for your free mammogram. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop. They're in the heart of Cheneyville. When you're traveling north or south, Davis One Stop is the best stop. Once again, we want to thank Red River Bank. We want to thank Mr. Willie Spears and Janice C. Strunk. And we want to thank them for not only partnering with On Point Talk, but partnering with the community, being great community partners to, as we say, be the change that you want to see. And, you know, we talk about making changes and we talk about how things can change. But in order for things to change, you can't just talk about it. You have to be about it. If you're a person who thinks that this is a summit that will fit you, that, as Janice said, you're a visionary, you've got some land and you're trying to figure out what to do with it. Well, this is an incredible opportunity to connect. And what we say about the OPT network all the time is that it is a connections network. We're trying to connect you with the right businesses, with the right people, for those ideas to come together and be birthed. You know, what is a vision? What is a dream? What is an idea if it's never birthed? It's just that. It's a vision, a dream, an idea. You know, it's when you put your hand to the plow and you take the initial effort to get it started. I know. Sometimes you could feel daunted. You could feel afraid. You could feel like, I don't know how this is going to happen. I'm unsure. Well, it's summits like these that people like Janice and the whole team at Red River Bank have put together to bring to our community so that you can go in and you can learn. You can open up your mind to the possibility. You can connect with people that Mr. Willie Spears has known for years in the banking business that they're bringing into this hub so that they can be at your disposal to learn and to ask questions and to begin to start the process. And that's how we grow. That's how things change. And that's why, that's why we love to make these connections so that you can say, okay, great, this is a great opportunity. And then you can just do it. And it doesn't get any better than this. It's free. Free lunch, great fellowship, making connections, networking with people, and figuring out some things that maybe you didn't know and understand some things that maybe you thought you knew but you didn't know. And so that's why it's so great. Hey, y'all, it's 8:42. I know that you're just about there. You might already be at work. But we're still going to remind you that those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. And I know you hear a little bit in my throat, but I just want to let you know that I am getting so much better. The apple cider vinegar is absolutely working. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1. proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, not only our partner here on the OPT Network, but our partner in so many ventures. She's also our partner in this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We're going to tell you more about the Pink Party and more about all of the festivities as they near. And in just a minute, we'll tell you about some things that are very important coming up to the race. Let me just say that we also want to acknowledge your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Bunkie for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs in and around Devoyles Parish. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. Here's the number, 318-346-6695. And DC, as I talk about and we talk about the upcoming race, October 19th, we are really, really accumulating and making, as what we've been talking about all morning, great connections, great partnerships with people and businesses and just the whole gamut. And it's really critical to talk about how important it is. I have used that word critical a lot this morning, but it's really important to talk about how this race really brings people together and businesses together.
It absolutely does, Carlette. And it's just, it's imperative that, you know, our community get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of businesses, there's lots of individuals, there's lots of people who are saying, you know, and realize that this is a good cause. And, you know, we are too. And let me just stop and give a big shout out to my man, Chris Jacobs. Of course, y'all know him. He has the Boom Boom Room from 6 to 10.
A.K.A. CJ
In the evening with the Boom Boom Room. CJ has agreed to become a partner with us on the OPT Network to be a sponsor as well of the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. So big shout out to CJ, and thank you for being the change that you want to see, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, we call him CJ the DJ. How about that?
CJ said he really he loves being. He's, you know, he's a community activist. You know, and he wants to be involved. And, you know, and that's how it happens. You know, we're crossing by this morning and he said, "Man, how can I, you know, how can I get involved?" And I said, "Hey, all you had to do was say it, baby." You know? So, he's a good guy, has a great show. It's a different type of program. You know, I listen to it, and I enjoy listening to him because he is a fine fella, and he is I see him as a gentle giant. A gentle giant because he has a lot of compassion, and he loves people, and he's just starting his show. I don't think it's 2-3 months old, and he's already trying to give back to the community and help people, and we just like to say big shout out to Chris and his wife. You know, you we see him every morning.
Absolutely.
And, He's just trying to be involved, trying to be active, and that's how you do it, Carlette. You just say, "How can I be involved?"
That's it. It's just that simple.
It's that simple.
And when you say, "How do I get involved?" you just do it. And just that quick, we said, "Hey, kudos. We appreciate you." And this is, isn't this why connections are so important?
Absolutely, Carlette. Absolutely. You know, it's hard to just be an individual or island unto yourself. You know, nobody wants to do that but a fool. So, you know,
Absolutely.
What our goal is to bring others in and to help others up.
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to keep others down.
You know what? This is a movement that no one person can take credit for. And, you know, you will hear us talk about it more and more as the days and weeks go by, and especially as we get closer to the race and closer to the pink party. But it's not just for us. It's for anybody who will.
It's for the whole community. And you know, during this time of year, the closer it gets to October, you know, people say, y'all seem like y'all are losing y'all's mind. Because we do tend to get a little bit crazy, out of character, you know, for the program that we do. But, you know, it's all for a good cause. And we would like to see breast cancer stamped out and eradicated totally. And we are being a part of it here at the OPT Network.
Absolutely. And I think you said some things, and I'm not going to use this word again, but you said some things that were monumental on yesterday about people getting involved.
Yes.
And the people who need to get involved. And we want to encourage you that this is not about black or white.
No.
This is about humanity. This is about all people.
Community.
It's about community. It's about coming together. It is about a disease that has affected or will affect every family.
And it's not about money in the sense that anybody has money going in their pockets. It's about money that's going to be used to eradicate breast cancer. And it's about awareness. It's about making people know that this is out there, and there's a lot of people trying to fight to make sure that it doesn't, you know, kill people.
Absolutely. And, You know, if you want to get on board, and I like what you said yesterday, that we had over the years that we have been connected and sponsoring the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, we have had like sort of a revolving door. We've had those people that have kind of just stayed and worked with us. And then we've had people that have come and people who have gone. And what we know is that we cover such a large area that there are people everywhere. And we don't want you this year to do what you did last year. If you came out and you feel like you can do it again this year, we appreciate that. But if you sat on the bench last year, what are you waiting for?
Get in the game.
Get in the game. Get off the bench of life and be the change that you want to see. Sometimes, DC, people say all the time, well, what can I do?
Right.
I'm just one person. I can't do anything.
Absolutely, Carlette. And a lot of times, you know, we're so busy looking at our situations that we can't come out of ourselves to help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to come out of your gloom and doom is by giving or a hand or lending a hand to someone else. That's what makes us feel better.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, DC? I was so excited when you said that CJ was going to join us.
Yes.
CJ in the Boom Boom Room was going.
The Boom Boom Room? Big C?
I mean, it just, to me, it doesn't get any better than
every
that,
every time
right?
I say his name, Carlette, I just see his smile, the smile on his
face. Uh-huh.
Because he's always smiling. And every time I see him, he's like, man, you're crazy.
And you know what I sense about CJ is that he does have a heart for women.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And really, that's what it takes. It takes
Absolutely.
Having a heart for women. And we know that there are some men. Yes, there's a small percentage, but there are some men that will be touched by breast cancer. And we want to continue to educate. We're going to have the best doctors in the country, as we always do. We're going to have the best experts. We're going to have local people, national people, and possibly even international people. This is a time where we get on the grind, and we are relentless, and we dig deep to make sure that our community, that our listeners, that the people that join the OPT network every single day are educated. What are you tickled about?
Well, because I just, when I say, every time I think about CJ, he smiles. I just actually got a visual of that.
Uh-huh.
And folks, you can hear the smile in his voice when he's on the air. You got to tune in to him from 6 to 10 on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 10 on Saturdays. I mean, if you're in your car or, you know, from time to time, because 6 to 10 is a long show.
Uh-huh.
So at some point on Saturdays, you got to catch
And it. if you just want a great vibe,
absolutely.
You just want to get sort of no old school, new school, Zydeco, I mean, just sort of the whole blend.
Yes.
Then that's where you want to be from 6 to 10 on Saturday.
And of course, he's a music producer too, so he knows how to make you feel like you want to feel.
Oh, yeah. And so, DC, we're coming up to the race, and we're getting ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually prepared.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you one thing. I believe that the events this year, and I know I probably said it last year, but I think they're going to be bigger, better, and greater than the years past. We're going to encourage you to go to the website. It's www.komenacadiana.com. .org. Our team is onpoint.talk/Sylvia's. Go to the website, sign up, and join our team. And I think, DC, the last 2 years for sure, we have had the biggest, if not the first biggest team, the second biggest team in the race.
Yeah, we've had some large
teams. All right, so
I think the first year we had maybe about 65, 70. Last year we had about 90 people.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you one thing. The OPT slash Sylvia's team, we show up big.
Big?
What?
Big.
We're
going to see if we can get CJ one of them four extra large shirts and see if
he's DC.
Big C. That's my boy.
You know what, y'all? It's going to be fun. It's going to be furious. And I'm going to tell you, we're off to a great start already. We want to hear from you. You can connect with us at our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. You can phone us at 318-445-5658. And I'm proud to say that we get a lot of letters at 3717 Government Street.
Yeah.
Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Hey, y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. The week is winding down. You know what? Don't let those issues in the news hinder you. We're going to pray for our kids. We're going to pray for their safety. Let's do it every single morning. Let's pray with our kids. Let's pray for our kids. that their days are safe. Hey, everybody, thank you guys so much for spending what we consider the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. But more importantly, as Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change that you want to see. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe wind down Wednesday. And guess what? We'll see you right back here on Thursday, everybody. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m.